The upper level low and associated surface low that have been pestering us for the past couple of days continue to move slowly to the east. And as a result, they are having less impact on our weather, but still enough of an impact today that we've seen a blend of clouds and sunshine and a gusty wind out of the north. At times, those gusts have reached in the range of 25 to 35 miles per hour, and temperatures this afternoon have been near or a bit below seasonable levels. As we move into tonight, we'll see the cloud cover break up, so the sky will become mostly clear. It will turn less windy, and we'll see overnight low temperatures in the neighborhood of 40 degrees. So we're looking for lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And as we work into tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the west. So we're looking for a good amount of sunshine. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. And temperatures tomorrow will be warmer than today. I'm expecting highs to reach well up into the 60s. A few spots from the Capital Region and Saratoga on south could touch the 70-degree mark. Then as we work towards Thursday and Friday, an area of low pressure will form off the Virginia coast. It's going to form into a rather substantial coastal storm that has potential to bring some heavy rain to portions of the mid-Atlantic. At this point, it appears that the heaviest rain with the system will be held to our south, so even though that system will be somewhat in our neighborhood, we're only looking at the opportunity for some showers as we work through Thursday and Friday. Now, one impact, especially on Friday, is as that low really deepens to our south, it's going to result in an easterly flow across the northeast, and that'll knock temperatures down a bit, so things will cool down as we head towards the end of the week. And right now, it appears that our weekend will be dry and fairly pleasant. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the lower to mid 40s, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with the chance of a few passing showers, especially south of the Capital Region, high in the 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with the chance for a few showers, a bit cooler, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.